So the summer that I was 19 was a pretty wild summer. I had just gotten back from doing a gap year. I taught English in Costa Rica and worked at a monkey sanctuary in Chile. And I know it sounds kind of cliche, but I just like wasn't ready to go to college, and I felt like I needed to like find myself. and I didn't really feel like I had. So I came home and reunited with all of my high school friends who had just finished their first year in college, and we just kind of picked back up in the party scene where we left off. And there were a lot of parties that summer. Most notably, my friend Abby's 19th birthday. Her parents rented a party bus that took us to a Kenny Chesney concert at the Nissan Pavilion. we were like listening to, you know, 2006 rap the whole way there on the party bus, the whole way back. I don't know who liked Kenny Chesney, but this is what we were doing. And it was crazy. It was wild. Like the party on the way there on the party bus got wild. My friend Erin ended up throwing out of the bus window. She had to open the emergency exit window to throw out of the bus while we were driving there. You know, we get there. One of our friends brought this little grill, and he was like making pre-concert brats, like as we were, you know, just in the field before the concert. And I was wearing a really cute outfit that night. I had my Abercrombie jeans. They made my butt look so good. And I had my like really cute H&M purse that was huge. It was really huge, and it had all of these like spots on it. And because it was so big, I got nominated to smuggle beer into the concert for us. So I like swear to you not, I had like 24 like Natty Lights in my H&M bag. It was like a suitcase. Like, I don't think I would have been able to check it if I'd gone on an airplane. And I was like walking into the concert, and some security guard is like, "Hey, let me see your bag." And I was like, "No." And so I ran away. I like ran and hid behind the cars in this field. And, you know, I was like, play hide and seek. I was a little drunk at that point. And so obviously I got caught. They were like, "You need to leave." They took all of the beer. And, you know, they said, "You're ejected. You're being ejected from the concert." And I was like, "What am I, a CD or something?" And they're like, "Very funny. We've heard that joke before." So my friend Katie is like running after the golf cart. They had me on a golf cart to eject me out of the Nissan Pavilion. And she's like, "If you're going to eject her, you have to eject me too." And they're like, "We're not ejecting you." And she was like, "I'm coming with her." And so, God bless Katie. She ran after the golf cart the whole way out until they dropped us off at the front of the Nissan Pavilion, you know, with no beer and just, you know, what, a couple hours to spare. So we did, obviously, the logical thing. We got a cab to the 7-Eleven and got someone to buy us more beer. And so then after that, we took the cab back and we were just like hanging out. It was like the limo drivers that were waiting for people to pick up. And we made particular friends with one limo driver, which is, it's kind of like creepy, like now thinking about it, because I guess we were not underage, but we were like pretty young. So we were like sitting in this limo with this older limo driver, and it was like parked on a hill. So the one side of the limo was a little bit downhill from the other. And it's me on the downhill side, Katie on the uphill side, and then the limo driver like facing us. And like weirdly, I'm just like, my pants start feeling wet. And I'm like, that's weird. And I look over, and Katie had like arranged her purse such that like the limo driver couldn't see, but she'd taken down her pants and was peeing in the limo. And this is like my best friend. This is like one of my best friends in the whole world. And I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? This is not okay. So I was like, "Excuse me, sir." And so I pull Katie out of the limo and I'm like, "What is happening?" And she drops this revelation on me, which is really, as an improviser, I like would love to do scene work about this justification. Her thought was that she drinks so much water that her pee is water. And she proceeded to tell me all of the places that she's peed. And like, her house doesn't smell like pee. And she said she peed next to her bed and her car. She's peed in her car. Like, but it was weird because I was like, "You don't smell like pee. Like, none of these places smell like pee." So I was like, "Is she right? Is it? It's like..." Is pee just water? I don't know. But I was like, tuck off my pants. We were standing behind this bush, which was not giving us much cover, like, really. And I took off my pants and I slapped her with them. And I was like, you trade pants with me right now, even though these were like my favorite pants. And she wouldn't. She was so committed to her cute outfit that she was wearing that she was like, no, I'm not trading pants with you. So I had to like put my wet pants back on. And then, you know, like we just finally make our way back to the party bus. We could like smell Neil's post-concert brats. We were following the scent of our noses back to the party bus. We get back on the bus, and as you can imagine, the bus ride home was a lot more wild. People were standing on the seats of the bus. We were dancing. We were jumping across the aisle, and I was like in the back of the bus on the right side, and Katie was on the back of the bus on the left side, and she was dancing with her back to that emergency exit window, which was unlocked. So we were driving down 66 going about 35 miles an hour, and she like does this cute little like drop while she's dancing. But instead of like going all the way down, it opens the window and she fell out. I know. And I was like, did that, like, I don't, to be honest, like there was no thoughts at all. I just looked around and I realized that no one else saw what happened. Everyone else was just partying like normal. And I was like, it was like this light like shone down on me from heaven. And it was like, Emily, this is your moment to like prove who you are. And so I turned to the girl next to me and I'm like, Missy, hold my beer. Like as if I'm coming back for it. She's probably still holding that beer. And I jumped across the aisle of the bus and I pushed the window open and I jumped out of the party bus onto Route 66 going 35 miles an hour. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. I really don't, other than the fact that that I just didn't want her to be alone, right? Like, it was too far to think about going to the bus driver and convincing him that this has happened, and who knows where she would have been. Like, who knows? So anyway, so I jump out. I, like, ripped one of the loopholes of my cute jeans, which was disappointing. I landed on my feet, and I, like, started running to her, and I didn't know if she was alive, to be honest. She did. I'm going to give you a little spoiler. She lived and she had minimal injury because she was so drunk. She was so floppy and she just kind of bent a bit. Like she sprained an ankle and broke an ankle and I think broke a collarbone, but minimal damage. But at that moment, I did not know if she was going to be alive. So I like run to her, and luckily the people that were following us stopped, didn't run her over. And the people behind them was a nurse. And so the nurse was like, we have to keep her awake. We have to keep her awake. And so I was like, we had been reading this Tom Robbins book together that, during my gap year. And so I was like quizzing her. I was like, Katie, what is the purpose of the moon? And she's like, to condescend the stars. And I'm like, good. What's the purpose of the moon? We kept quizzing her and singing to her. And then, Neil, the guy with the brats, like came running up because the bus stopped, and she was like, Neil, I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to make curfew. And he's like, you're not going home. And he had to hold her face down so that she wouldn't get up and go. And then the ambulance came and we went to the hospital. And then that's when they had to cut off her outfit, which was really upsetting for her, but very good karma for me and my jeans. Yeah, it was just the belt loop. So like I said, you know, she turned out to be okay. I mean, obviously, if I could go back in time, I would lock the emergency exit window, and I would also tell the person that bought us beer to maybe like not do that and change a lot of things about that night. But I think that that it was like an important experience in my life, and something that at that point in my life where I was kind of searching for who I was. It was kind of a gift to know that, like, I was the kind of person that, for better or for worse, would jump out of a party bus for my friend. So, thank you.